Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Joe Heschmeyer is our guest, and it's Ask Me Anything this hour. So both Catholics and non-Catholics on the line for Joe with all kinds of different questions. So we already know we've got a great hour lined up. But I do want to let you know what happened last hour. That was the first hour of our pledge drive. We had a $33,000 match for the hour. And we matched 18,500 of it. So we all that is matched. So it's not gangbusters, but it's certainly not nothing. That's a pretty good opening hour. So we'll leave it there. $33,000 this hour. So we're starting fresh, a deep cleansing breath, and we start afresh. And wow, what do I sound like? Your local yoga instructor? I've never done yoga, but I feel like
I wouldn't be able to say.
I feel like that's what they would sound like. All right, everybody, deep cleansing breath, and let's start another hour. Joe Heschmeyer is our guest, apologist extraordinaire. He's a shameless papist. You can find him at shamelessjoe.com. His podcast is called Shameless Popery. It is one of the things that the donors to Catholic Answers support. Joe Heschmeyer, welcome.
Namaste. Not sure I'm pronouncing that right.
I don't think that was even in the ballpark. Nice try. Yes, I don't think there's probably much limberness between the two of us. I would get the we are limberly challenged. All right, Joe, we got a $33,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. This is we come to people and we ask them each quarter, as you know, because you've been with us for a few years now. Each quarter, we ask them to. Yeah. So I don't know if pay it forward is the thing, but pay the bills forward. That is, we know that we can stay doing what we're doing for the next 3 months. It's only worked for 27 years. It'll probably work again because people are generous and Jesus has a lot of good friends.
Yeah, it's one of those things where the best things in life are literally free, but they aren't free to produce. So, you know, sharing the gospel
right
is something that we have both the obligation to do and the privilege of doing. And I mean, it's a tremendous joy to get to do this work, but it is the sort of thing where we are incredibly reliant upon the people of God, which is a great place to be, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, there's stuff you can charge for, but you can't really charge for the gospel. It's God's free gift. And so this is us coming hat in hand and saying, we want you to be collaborators in the mission. And it's a joy to get to kind of make that invitation to people.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. I say it a lot, and I like to say it. When you call, you are calling into this building where I am sitting right now. And you're talking to our colleagues. You're talking to people that Joe and I work with every day, the people who do the real hard work around here, actually, in many cases. And they'd be happy to talk with you if you want to share, if you want to ask questions about Catholic Answers. But they'll also be happy to just get you done in about 90 seconds if you say, hey, I'm in a rush. I pulled over to the side of the road. Can we get this done? And then just quickly give $20,000 and we'll have you on your way. Well, or whatever the amount is, 888-291-8000. A $33,000 match again this hour. That really is extraordinary. It's an extraordinary way to start with all that match money for the day. Let me just run down the giving levels, and then I'll let Joe answer questions. Does that sound okay to you, Joe?
I was going to ask one question about, you've got a text-to-donate option this time, too. Is that the same number, or is that a different number?
Oh, the text, you text the word Catholic, and the number to text it to is 24365.
There you go.
How often do we love Jesus, Joe?
24365.
That's it. See, that's
other than leap days.
Wait, I mean, you have to throw leap days in there. Now, don't confuse me.
365.25, roughly. But it gets even more complicated with orbital math.
Text the word Catholic to 24365, and you can give there. It all gets matched dollar for dollar up to $33,000 this hour, 888-291-8000. Here's the giving levels, and then we'll let Joe take a question. At the $10 a month level, you become a member of Society 315, which is our biggest giving society. It's our basic giving society. It comes with a lot of benefits, including exclusive content. It seems to me like every couple of weeks you're getting something exclusive from Michelle, who runs it. You get the Society 315 t-shirt and other good things. But you also get a full year subscription to the Hallow Premium prayer app. Hallow Premium for a full year. That's $10 a month. And I'll tell you what, 14 lines are open right now. A perfect time to call and make that $10 a month pledge. Basically, I'll tell you what, we want to become your friend. That's the way, and I'm not trying to be flip about it. That's the way that we thrive, is by having more friends. And a great level to come in and we'll start that friendship together is at $10 a month and become a Society 315 member. If you could do $20 a month, we'll add our two newest books, Real Discipleship from Father Jeff Kirby, and Not Just Spiritual by Christine Flynn. You know how people say, I'm spiritual but not religious.
Yes.
Well, she's not just spiritual, and she's got a great explanation
for why. The devil's spiritual. That doesn't tell us anything.
That's at the $20 a month level. Can you do that right now? The lines are not ringing, so a perfect time for you to call, 888-291-8000. But here is the biggie this time. We've never given away a gift like this, but Ignatius Press, our good friends at Ignatius Press, have made it available to us. We can give you a copy of the Ignatius Study Bible. Everybody's getting it. Everybody's trying to get it. We're going to give you the hardcover version, Ignatius Catholic Study Bible. It's got the whole Old Testament, whole New Testament in it, $60 a month, or a one-time gift of $750. Can you do that right now, a $60 a month gift? Get all the other gifts, plus the magnificent Ignatius Study Bible. If you're like, I've always wanted to kind of study the Bible, I always wanted to kind of have some resource to tell me about this passage or that passage, or what did the church fathers say about this book? This is the book for you. Scott Hahn edited it. Lots of wonderful scholarship in it. The Ignatius Catholic Study Bible, $60 a month, and we can send it to you. 888-291-8000. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll let Joe take some calls. Michael's in Illinois. Michael, thank you for the call. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
Hello.
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 Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
We're glad you're here.
Yeah.
Yes, I must confess I'm in debt to you. I think I'm going to have to make a donation. I've been listening to your show since the 90s.
Wow. So. Wow. That is very cool. I'll tell you what. I'll take the donation. Give me the credit card number right now on the air. No.
Do you take what? Zelle.
I don't know what Zelle is. Oh, is that a giving thing? I don't know about that.
Zelle.
Oh, Zelle. Yes, I've heard of Zelle. Do you know something? Yeah. I'm sure we could take Zelle, because I know this because we've taken cattle and we've taken wheat. People have actually called up and said, can you take a donation of wheat? And we said yes.
Real life Settlers of Catan situation.
That actually happened. We took wheat. So let me give out the number again, Michael, then you go with your question. If you would like to make a donation of wheat or cash, go to 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Go ahead, Michael, with your question.
I'm hoping, maybe this is a two-part question. I'd like you to confirm my understanding of secular laws and what they should be based on. It's my understanding that you don't want to legislate the faith because of free will. Faith is a gift, and you have to believe it, and you can't force someone to. So then you would base secular laws on the natural law. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, principally so. You don't want to have anything that is contrary to the fact that faith is a gift. And it is invitational. So the law should reflect the fact that there is a God who made everything. You can know that from reason alone. And it would be completely consistent to have laws, for instance, that treated Catholicism differently than, say, Satanism. But you don't want to have laws that compel someone in such a way that it does violence to their conscience. That doesn't mean the law has to be completely secular in the kind of American concept of separation of church and state. There are other ways of setting up a country or a government. You know, the Vatican is a theocracy. But that doesn't force someone to believe something that they don't believe. So we have, particularly in the American context, this idea that if we want people to be free, the only way to do that is through a democracy built on kind of Enlightenment ideals. And that's just not the only way of tackling that problem. I'm not knocking that as a proposed solution. There can be merits to it, but it is more complicated than that. So let's step back and say, okay, you know, you just mentioned this idea of natural law. In Romans chapter 2, St. Paul talks about the relationship of the Gentiles and the Jews. And he talks about how when the Gentiles do what the law requires, they show, this is Romans 2:15, they show that what the law requires is written on their hearts. And then he says that their conscience bears witness and their conflicting thoughts either accuse or perhaps excuse them on judgment day. So this tells us a couple things. Number one, there's no one who is just a blank slate morally, because at the level of conscience, we can know basic things. Like if a shoplifter gets caught and you take their stuff, they'll be outraged, right? Like, well, you've stolen from me. So they're showing, okay, they know that theft is wrong even as they do it. A murderer wouldn't want to be murdered, right? Like this is the foundational principle to something like the Golden Rule. And if someone doesn't know or claims not to know some of those basic moral principle, so much the worse for them. They should know it, and they're accountable to it, and it's completely fine to legislate based on that knowledge, the kind of things that they ought to know. So the Ten Commandments very much work this way. That includes things that people claim not to know because they're allegedly too religious. So for instance, when we say you shouldn't kill any innocent human being, even small children in their mother's wombs, people will say, oh, you're pushing your religion. And it's like only in the sense that thou shalt not kill is part of our religion, but it's also part of natural law. Whether you're religious or not, you should know better. And so that's completely fine to legislate in those areas. That's not depriving someone of, you know, the ability to respond freely to the invitation and grace to accept the faith. So you're right to see those as two very different kind of bases for legislation and morality. So thank you very much for the question. And I would love to obviously talk more, but I want to respect the fact that it is, you know, during the pledge drive. So I would just say this, if you want to stick around, if you don't have a copy of Trent Horn's Why We're Pro-Life, it's a great, because, you know, the particular issue I wanted to look at there was about how does this look for pro-life issues. There are plenty of other issues you could ask similar questions of, but I think that does a really good job of showing how do we make those kind of secular arguments that are rooted in natural law to people who are allergic to anything that sounds too Christian or sounds too much like it's based on the Bible.
Hey, thanks very much for the call. I've got to ask again for folks to pick up the phone and call and help support this program. As you know, this program is heard on hundreds of radio stations around the United States. We don't charge for that, and we're able to do that because of you. It's not because we're so sweet. We're able to. That's how the system is able to work, because you support this radio program. It also is given for free to apps and websites around the world and some radio stations around the world as well, in addition to EWTN satellite radio. So reaching lots and lots of people with a message, just like the message that Joe just shared with the wonderful...
If I can add to that, just because you mentioned the international nature of it, I know in the chat over on YouTube, which I'm keeping half an eye on as I'm answering questions... someone asked, you know, can we call in if we're outside the U.S., which is a great reminder that, you know, you may be hearing this in Wyoming, but you might be reaching people in Kenya and, you know, everywhere in between those two places.
And all you got to do to make that happen or to help us to continue to make that happen is call 888-291-8000 and make your pledge in any amount. We have $33,000 of match money this hour. That's a lot of match money, but it should be encouraging. That means if you're able to do a $5 or $10 gift right now, matched. If maybe you're able to do a $500 or a $5,000 gift, it's all matched. And we would very much appreciate your help. Every single phone line is open right now. We need some calls to help use up this match money. 888-291-8000. I've been reminded that the Bible that we're giving away is the leather-bound copy of the Bible, the leather-bound copy of the Ignatius Study Bible. So that's the very highest. I mean, we're very grateful to Ignatius to help make it possible for us to do this. But if you can come in at the $60 a month level, $60 a month, in addition to all the other gifts that come with you becoming a monthly donor, we'll be happy to send you this magnificent new study Bible from Ignatius Press, the Catholic Study Bible, Old and New Testaments, leather-bound, 888-291-8000. You can text your gift to Catholic. Just text the word Catholic to 24365. And I would let me just also say, I do not know why this is the case, but we are usually we have more monthly donors. And I'm wondering if people are feeling like maybe the monthly donations are not matched. But for the first 12 months are matched 100% from the moment you make that pledge. So if you want to pledge $60 a month right now, get all the gifts that come with that, including the Ignatius Study Bible, then it is matched for the full year. Dollar for dollar, 888-291-8000. Just one call on right now. The way that Catholic Answers Live works, and much of the other programming that we do works, because when you give to this radio program, you're giving to a whole host of different media products, so to speak, that we make. The way that it works is we ask you to support us as we make that, and we send it out and try to just share it as widely as we can. We try to be everywhere where there's any kind of audience. That goes for everything from speaking in person all the way to being on the biggest social media outlets, you know, the Facebooks, the YouTubes, and then the newest ones, the Instagrams and the TikToks of this world. It's get the good word out everywhere. That's our strategy, and you make it possible. It does not cost a great deal of money to do that. We have a very dedicated staff who works very hard. I mean, I'm watching Zach right now behind the soundboard. He does about 11 different jobs here at Catholic Answers. And that's why we're able, for just $225,000, which is just a few seconds of airtime, you know, during a big event like the Super Bowl. I think we figured it out once. It's like 2 or 3 seconds of Super Bowl airtime. You can get 3 months of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of this programming with these wonderful apologists we have for just $225,000. And the way we do that is we have donors who give us matching money. We have a donor who has given us $33,000 to match this hour. And we are $28,000 away from meeting that match. 888-291-8000. Joe Heschmeyer, our guest, is one of the great things about Joe is you know, he's out there doing the answers you hear here. He does them in long form, you know, maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes, sometimes a 45-minute show, depending on what it takes, over at Shameless Popery. And that, too, is comes under the umbrella of what you are supporting. 888-291-8000. How's Shameless Popery going? I don't know how, even know how old it is now, the podcast.
Yeah, it's, well, gosh, I guess a year and a half, 2 years? I don't know how old it is.
And it's reaching a lot
maybe
of people.
2 years old? It is, and it's been really glorious, actually. So I was looking today and comparing like where it was at a year ago compared to where it is now, and it's been night and day. And it's because people, you know, they like it and they respond to it, they interact with it, they share it, and that puts it on other people's radar. And I'm able to do that. I'm able to, you know, spend a good portion of my week doing research and prep and all of that stuff because of the support of, well, both people in-house and, you know, people who donate. And these donations, I think they don't go to waste. And it's been amazing. It's been beautiful seeing the number of people whose lives have been changed and who, you know, we'll talk about kind of the role that it has and the way it's been kind of a breakthrough on maybe that issue that's been a hang up for them. Yeah. So I recently had a back and forth with somebody. It's actually, I believe the husband was Catholic and the wife wasn't. And she was trying to understand the Catholic view on baptism. And afterwards, she was like, okay, that makes so much sense. And so today, the episode is on what's called the Geburah, the Queen Mother. And so exploring a really fascinating thing that in all of the kind of nations around ancient Israel, you looked at the king and the major royal woman was the queen. But the word queen, although it's used for other nations' queens, is never used for the wife of the king among the Davidic line. Instead, the chief woman of the royal court in the Davidic line is the king's mother. And this is a really curious feature. And what's it about? I would suggest in part, it's a prefigurement of the relationship of Jesus and Mary. And if that sounds crazy to you, go check that out after you call in to donate. And you can hear a kind of a longer form of that explanation, looking at the role of the Geburah and what this means in terms of prefiguring the role Mary has in intercession and kind of her role in relationship to her son, the King of Kings.
888-291-8000 is where you can go to give to support that fine work. And we've got lots of lines open. We really do need your help. Whatever the amount, it's all matched dollar for dollar up to $33,000 this hour. Can we fill up those lines now? 888-291-8000. You think we're kidding about the work Joe is doing? We've got a category now of people who call and tell us what Joe has meant to them. Here's a sample.
Anyway, so Joe, I wanted to thank you because in part, Catholic Answers and you, Joe Heschmeyer, are responsible for my conversion to Catholicism. Oh, because I was baptized and confirmed in the Catholic Church last Easter. And so I just
Welcome
wanted to
home.
Thank you for that.
Yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely.
I was a Protestant all my life, and then I came to the realization of the early church and other things, and of course Catholic Answers and Shameless Popery had a lot to do with that. So, thank you.
Isn't that a beautiful call? And
it is.
More and
I would,
more of
I was
going
to say, you know, what would you pay for someone to get baptized? And then I thought, no, that's the sin of simony. You can't buy baptism, but the next best thing you can do is help promote us reaching people so they go and get baptized.
888-291-8000. All right, let's let Joe do the job that we've got him here to do. 888-291-8000. We've still got more than $27,000 to raise this hour, but we've got more than 27 minutes. So we could less than $1,000 an hour, and we are there. 888-291-8000. Patrick in San Antonio, Texas, watching on YouTube. Go ahead with your question, Patrick.
Hello. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
My question is it considered idolatry when Protestant churches, when they do communion using their bread and grape juice, would that be considered idolatry since wine is mentioned in the Bible and not juice of grapes?
That's a really good question. So there's a wide range of Protestant views on the Eucharist. To my knowledge, the only groups you're going to find using grape juice instead of wine would be groups like certain Baptists, who they have what's called the Zwinglian view of the Eucharist, following Ulrich Zwingli, which is a view that it's just a memorial, it's just a symbol. And so they don't believe it's actually Jesus's body and blood, and they don't offer worship for the bread and wine. They or the bread and grape juice. They recognize it's just bread and just grape juice. And so it wouldn't be idolatry any more than, you know, if you draw a picture of Jesus and say, remember Jesus, that's not idolatry. Now, it's funny, it's actually more clear on the Catholic side that this isn't idolatry. And here's what I mean by that. You'll occasionally find Protestants who say, well, you can't have images in your church because that's idolatry. But then when you ask them their view of the Eucharist or the Lord's Supper, they think it's just an image. It's just a symbol. And it's like, well, didn't you just say a symbol for Jesus like that is bad? It's idolatry. So here you've got something that looks like his flesh and looks like his blood. How is that different than a crucifixion where you see what looks like Jesus's flesh and blood on the cross? Like why? So hopefully you can see what I mean, that you will occasionally find internally inconsistent Protestants who are against images and yet still have a pretty imagistic view of the Lord's Supper. But that's also, again, not all Protestants fall into that. Like I say, there's a wide range of Protestant views. So that would certainly not be idolatry, because we would understand this is just you're viewing this as a religious image and it's helping you to remember Jesus. Now, we would say Jesus has actually invited us to much more than that, but it's not bad to have a physical symbol that reminds you of Jesus's body and blood. Now, we can also say, if we want to go even beyond that, that you'll find groups like the Lutherans who have a much higher Eucharistic theology. It's not fully Catholic, and they don't have the priesthood to actually have the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ made present in this sacramental way. But following then Cardinal Ratzinger, we can nevertheless affirm that God can make himself present where his people are gathered together trying to honor him. Remember, he says, you know, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm there with you. So we can talk about the modes of presence, but we don't have to say that Jesus has completely, you know, abandoned or refuses to show up, even in a Protestant service, when they're trying to honor him. We can say that while still acknowledging that the Catholic Church has something more, that we don't just have Christ, you know, spiritually present in some way, we have him bodily present, sacramentally, body and blood, soul and divinity, in the Eucharist, being re-presented to God the Father in this way that is pleasing to God and instituted by Christ. So while wanting to respect the fact that there are a lot of different theology, you know, not all Protestants are purely symbolic, and we can acknowledge that something can be going on there, this is also a reminder that Jesus didn't say, you know, just do whatever. He said, do this, and he gives us the Catholic Mass. He gives us the words of institution. He gives us the sacrament of the Eucharist.
Patrick, thank you so much for the call. You can hear that we are coming up on the break. We have a long way to go to meet our match, and we're going to be taking just a two-minute break. So a great time to call. Tell them you want to be done in 90 seconds. 888-291-8000. $33,000 match. 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and very possibly helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. Joe Heschmeyer, our guest. It's Ask Me Anything. We're just having a great hour. Thank you so much for being here with us. In addition to Joe answering questions, we've been asking you to support this program and help us to stay on the air for the next 3 months. That's how we do it. That's just how it's always been done here. We come on each quarter and ask for the next quarter's funding. We're very honest about what that is. It's $225,000 to pay all the bills. You know, everything from the equipment and the electricity to the salaries to whatever else has to get paid, $225,000 will do it. And I can't even tell you how much media we produce for that, or how much media gets, you know, something gets produced in here in the studio, and then it goes to Thomas and he uses it for social media, and somebody else sends it out in an email. And so it just you're getting a lot of bang for your buck when we're producing the material here. And we thank you for your support. Right now, 15 lines open. And we've got about $20,000 to go to use up our match this hour. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000. Listen, a bit more than $20,000 and 30 whole minutes. And that's quite doable. That can be done. If I could suggest again that maybe you want to come in, if you haven't been a donor before to Catholic Answers, it's only a small number of people who support us. And so every donor counts. Maybe you want to come in at that $10 level, become a member of Society 315, check out the materials you get, see if that's a relationship that you could be ongoing between us and you. $10 a month, it's doubled. It's $120 for the year, doubled the minute you hang up the phone. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Joe, I gotta say, oh wait, Joe's potted down. You guys have Joe potted down. He's talking. I'm so sorry, Joe. We had you out of the mix. I apologize.
That's all right. I was just saying, where else are you going to double your money? It's too late to get on the crypto bandwagon. So if you really want to double your money, 888-291-8000.
However, if you got on the crypto bandwagon.
When I hear the number, so I should start being like, okay, we're going to give the number. 888-291-8000. You can double your money. This is not a scam. This is other people's money.
That's right. Somebody else is going to double it for you. Joe, I want to do this one because I want to say hi to Marilyn Ritter in Aurora, Ohio. Marilyn is 94. She's a regular listener to the show. Thank you, Marilyn, for that. Someone just gave $100 in your honor, Marilyn. So thank you very much for that. Anybody out there who maybe knows a 95-year-old or a 90-year-old or an 85-year-old. You want to honor maybe a 70-year-old, a 14-year-old?
You're going to do an age auction. 94, honor her with $100 or more.
All right. We are going to let Joe answer questions. I'm not going to just do fundraising. It's important to us that we continue to do our regular job. And it's also, I think, a little bit of a sign of faith when we do that, that we don't take all the time, because it's a faith that's well-earned, I must say, that that we have the habit of that faith in our listeners, because people do call and people do support us. Right now, there are zero callers on. Oops, that just switched to one when I said that. Let's fill up some lines. 888-291-8000. While Joe answers this question, can you call and make your pledge? 888-291-8000. Brandon in Detroit, Michigan, watching on YouTube. We're glad you're here, Brandon. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
Hi, Joe. I have a question because I was listening to one of your episodes of Shameless Popery back in September about the Gnostic strain and Protestantism and how it kind of mimics the Gnostic gospel of Jude with predestination. But I just came across a scripture in the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verse 12, on how I'm going to read it here. It says, I've guarded them, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be filled. Now, I know this is foretelling. It's referencing that Jude's betrayal was foretold in the book of Psalms and even mimics the conspiracy to kill King David in the second book of Samuel. But if there's a prophecy out there that Judas was going to betray Jesus, how does Judas have free will? How does that question make sense? How is that?
It does. It does make sense.
There.
So let me start by saying, if you look closely at the prophecy, or at the verse, he says, I have guarded them, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Now, that can be read in two ways. One is that the scripture requires Judas to be damned, that it because he's the son of perdition, he's required to go to hell. But nothing in the Old Testament points to that. And even the fact that he betrays Christ wouldn't require that. So you could easily imagine a situation where Judas betrays Christ and converts. So it wouldn't be clear at all why that would require Judas's damnation. The other way of reading that is that the to fulfill the scripture is referring to the fact that Jesus is foretold that with the exception of Judas, he won't lose any of the 12. And that's what it's actually referring to. It's about the preservation of the 11 being foretold in scripture, not about Judas going to hell.
Oh, you know what? I think I'm going to leave it there. I hope that was helpful. But I'm realizing that all the lines are full and we have a bit of fundraising to do. So I realized I was a little slow on that one, Brandon, but I am going to leave it there and hope that that was helpful to you. The number is 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, still about $20,000 to make up this hour if we want to meet our match of $33,000. It's a very generous match. And you know, these donors, they give us this money in order to help us, not in order to make our lives difficult, but in order to help us, because matching money does that as well. I see a note from Dave Matheson, our director of development. It says, we can take crypto donations, because you mentioned crypto, Joe. So yes. If you're one of those people that got on the crypto bandwagon before Joe and I did, then go ahead and call 888-291-8000. Oh, John in Tennessee is mailing us a $1,200 check. John, thank you very much for that. I love this little one. Bernadette gave a one-time gift, and then I asked, could people give us monthly gifts? And she called back and gave us another gift, a monthly gift. Bernadette, you're the hero of the day. Thank you very much.
Yes, and everyone else who isn't Bernadette, she's setting a good example. we don't need to make her do everything. So thank you very much for everyone who's called in with big and small donations.
888-291-8000. Half the line's full right now. That's actually exciting. It's been a little while since we've seen the lines start to fill up. So maybe a good opportunity to call, get those lines full, and we'll use up that match and be well on our way to being fully funded for the next 3 months. What you're doing when you fund Catholic Answers is funding a program that is completely devoted to removing obstacles to people coming to Jesus Christ and his church, doing everything we can to remove those obstacles so that people can personally know the love of Christ given to us in the Eucharist, most especially, but in the entire life of the church. If that means something to you, if you want to do that, well, I can see why, because Jesus said that's the work we should do. He said, go and make disciples, and that's what we do here, and that's what you do when you give. And the reason we share the testimonies and we talk about the people who call and say how they're coming into the church, because we want you to know that it works, that when you offer the faith to people, when you invite people to the faith, and when you have people like Joe Heschmeyer, who, I mean, it's crazy, the number of obstacles Joe removes in a week from people who thought, there's no way I could be Catholic, but there is a way, because Catholicism is for everybody. It's for all of us, and we want to share it with everyone. If you could help us right now, you can help us get to be fully funded, and we get to do this fun work, really, wonderful work that God has allowed us to participate in for the next 3 months. 888-318-7884. All right, we're going. Go ahead.
Isn't it 888-291-8000?
I apologize. I gave the wrong number.
You were just making sure we were listening.
Oh, my gosh. Say it again, Joe, because I messed it up. I don't.
So everybody get ready. Scrub that last number you heard from your ears. I don't think we're going to have time to take any more new callers. I mean, we've got the people who are already on the line. So people calling in to donate, get ready. 888-291-8000.
You're not supposed to give out the wrong number, Joe. That is very frowned upon in the fundraising world. I'm looking forward to going to Oregon and talking with Jackson. Jackson, are you there with us?
Yep.
Jackson, how old are you?
9.
Well, we're very grateful for your call. Go ahead with your question for Mr. Heschmeyer.
Well, why did the devil even exist in the first place?
That's a great question, Jackson. Yeah, ultimately, there's something mysterious about the nature of evil. The Bible calls it the mystery of iniquity. There is something where we don't fully understand why evil exists. And we do know that every time we try to explain, oh, why is this bad thing happening or why did that evil happen, we run the risk of answering a question we don't actually have the answer to. If you've ever read the book of Job, and if you haven't, I encourage you to. It's never too early. Job is suffering, and his friends think they know the answer, and they don't know the answer. And God corrects them for that, but doesn't give the answer. So there's something mysterious about sin. There's something mysterious about suffering. We can say in the broadest way, God only permits sin to happen if he can draw a greater good from it. That he only allows evil when he can draw a good from it. And we see that most definitely in the cross. So God created Lucifer in goodness, and he made good things for him. And Lucifer freely chose to rebel against God and become Satan, become the devil. He went from being the light bearer to being the adversary or the enemy. That was a free choice to reject the good gifts of God. And as a result, we've all suffered. And likewise, God has offered each of us the choice to share in his good gifts. And in big ways and small, we can point to all the sin in our life where we've said no, and we can see the suffering it's caused other people. So one thing I think we can take from this is the fact that God means good for us doesn't mean he's going to close the door for the fact we can say no. It doesn't mean he's going to prevent us from doing harm even to people around us if we want to misuse his gifts. So we should be a little aware of that so that we don't fall into those same traps. So while we don't know all the answers, I think that's at least a piece of the puzzle. I hope that helps you, Jackson.
Jackson, we have a cool book called The Truth Is Out There. It's a graphic novel. And if there's an adult there that you can give the phone to who can give us an address and it's okay with them, we'll send you the book, The Truth Is Out There. You got to give the phone to an adult, though. Thank you, Jackson. And I hope we'll get to talk with you again. Joe Heschmeyer is our guest. He's a shameless papist. His podcast is Shameless Popery. It is growing in popularity. And it's just wonderful how it's growing in popularity, because what does Joe do? He explains the Catholic faith. He defends the Catholic faith. He invites people into the Catholic faith. And that's the work we try to do here at Catholic Answers. Right now, we have a $33,000 match for this hour. This is a fundraising hour for us. We only do six of them each quarter, six fundraising hours each quarter. And if we can meet that match, we are well on our way to being funded. It certainly would be a very good start for us today if we can meet that match. We're going to need
I'm not a math guy, but I think we are on the air on nearly 400 radio stations, right?
That is correct.
So if even one person per radio station called in with $100, we would easily meet that match.
Well, I'm definitely not a math person, but I believe you, Joe. And so let's get, could you call and do that, right? What a great idea, Joe. Let's just fill up those lines. We've got 16 of our colleagues on the phones. 12 of them are idle at the moment, waiting for your call. They take their afternoon off and just sit by the phone waiting for you to call. That is sincerely true. That is what they're doing right now. So maybe you could do that, 888-291-8000. The thing about that, Joe, is that I don't think many people know this, but we recently recalculated, and it goes up and down each year, how many people give to Catholic Answers per tower that we're on. It's 11. Yeah. It's 11. So if you got one more, you're virtually increasing by 10%, you know?
It's Acts 1. When the apostles find out they've got 11, they're like, we need one more.
But that is exactly right. Can you be Matthias? Can
we
you
need
pick
a
up
Matthias.
888-291-8000. And if you don't get that reference, you need to listen more. 888-291-8000. It is a joyful work that we get to do here, but it is a serious work. And a serious work because the world has become unmoored in many ways. It certainly has become unmoored from the Christian faith that built the modern world. You say big deal. What about that? Well, it is a big deal because without Christ, particularly, without even now a basic connection to God and even to reality, people get hurt. That's what happens is people get hurt. Souls get hurt. Bodies get hurt. Families get hurt, marriages get hurt, and all of that can be healed by the person of Jesus Christ. That's the only reason we want to share them, and we need your help. Let's fill up those 13 lines that are available right now. 888-291-8000. We really need you now. We've got a long way to go. Let's say we could do, we got 15 minutes. If we could do 15,000, we could do 1,000 a minute for the next 15 minutes. We'd be in the ballpark. We'd be about close the deal for this hour. Can you help us with that? 888-291-8000. All right, Joe's got to work. I got to make him work. But yes. I will again, though, before I do that, just ask, if you are one of those people who can do $1,000, maybe you can do $2,000 or $3,000, what a wonderful time to call, because the lines are open It's early in the pledge drive. You'll get us off to a great start, and every dollar will be matched dollar for dollar. 888-291-8000. Going to Chicago, Illinois. Jeff is watching on YouTube. We're glad you're here, Jeff. Please go ahead with your question for Joe Heschmeyer.
Yes. Hi, sir.
Hi.
Actually, two. I don't know if we'll have time, but...
we'll try. Go ahead.
The big one... Great. The big one is... I'm attempting to learn more about Catholicism, and I feel like there's almost a disincentive. I don't know much. I've made it to page 17 of the Catechism. Only took 2 weeks.
You know, a lot more than a lot of Catholics.
But I was online, and this idea of invincible ignorance was thrown out there, and it's really made me pause on learning more because... First of all, I'm somebody who struggles with rabbit trails. So, like, you know, I read the word doctrine. I don't know what that means. And then that leads to a discussion of, you know, what a papal decree is. And then I'm looking up, you know, popes, first cardinals. And I'm just struggling with actually learning what Catholicism is. And I feel like in the meantime, if I'm not in the church that Jesus is telling me to join, then I'm standing under condemnation, and it's putting a huge weight of anxiety on me.
Joe.
Jeff. So the first thing I want to say is don't be anxious. And I know that may not be the most helpful advice you hear, but trust that God has only put these things in your life out of goodness and not to trap you, not to put you under some sort of burden of condemnation, that you're being shown more of the truth. Now, one of the principles in the moral life and spiritual life is that you're judged based on what you knew or should have known. So Jesus articulates this very clearly in Luke 12:48. Everyone to whom much is given, much will be required. Of whom men meant much, they will demand the more. So if you think about the parable of the talents, one guy gets five, another gets two, another gets one. And the master judges them based on whether they had five, two, or one. But we can't respond to that by burying four of our talents and saying, look, I only have one talent. That's not invincible ignorance. That's willful ignorance. And the catechism is really clear. That's worse. Like if you are purposely, you know, I don't know if you've got kids or not. I've got kids and I've experienced sometimes they will purposely not hear what you're trying to tell them because they don't want to do that thing. That's not the kind of invincible ignorance. There are other times where they literally just, they were outside, and so you yelled down and said, hey, could you please do such and such, and you didn't know they were outside. They're not on the hook for that. That's invincible ignorance. That's the difference in a nutshell. There are things that we innocently don't know, and there are things that we do know or have intentionally kept ourselves from knowing. So you want to know the things God wants for you because they're good things, and then you want to respond to them faithfully because that's a good God, and that's how we respond to a good God. As for judging which things are ignorant, which ones aren't, God is good. At the cross, Jesus prays, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And those were people that I would have thought they did know. But Jesus knows their heart, and he knows whether they really got it or not. So don't worry that you're going to like trick yourself into condemnation by learning more about the gospel. Because that's the opposite of the liberating power of the gospel. Like, you are learning more about God's good plan for your life, and that gives you more to say yes to in freedom. And for everybody listening, I would encourage you, number one, to say a prayer for his journey. And number two, if you've got the means and availability, to call in and help support Catholic Answers and the ministry we do to reach people on a similar journey at 888-291-8000. And by the way, if you want to stick on the line, if you want to know more about Catholicism, I think it would be great to get a copy of Trent's book, Why We're Catholic.
Yeah, we'll send it.
It's a great, great starting place for that.
Jeff, I'm going to ask you to hang on the line and we'll get that for you because I've got to thank some people. So you just hang on the line and if you'd like, give your address to Edgar and we'll get that a copy of Why We're Catholic out to you. It's on our donors. They paid for it and I'm sure they'll be happy that you have it. I want to thank Teresa. Teresa Gwynn donated $200 in honor of her son, who will be ordained in the Diocese of Portland. Congratulations, and God bless your family. but also in honor of her parents who are in their 90s. Thank you. Therese. I said Teresa. I beg your pardon. That's Therese. Kevin in Ohio donated $1,000. He's very happy about the Ignatius Study Bible. Here it is right here, the Ignatius Study Bible. If you can make a one-time gift of $750 or a monthly pledge of $60, you get the leather-bound, highest quality version of the Ignatius Study Bible. And thank you to Ignatius Press for allowing us to do that. An anonymous donor from North Carolina increased from $10 a month to $84 a month in order to join the President's Club. That donor called 888-291-8000 and helped us out. We need to raise more than $15,000, and there's 10 minutes left in the show. So a great time to call 888-291-8000. Lonnie from Washington, first-time donor. God bless you, Lonnie. She said Catholic Radio and Catholic Answers in particular were big parts of her conversion. We're very grateful for that, Lonnie. Russell from Texas, $200 a month plus fees. Thank you so much, Russell. That gets us a lot closer to the goal. Every pledge matched dollar for dollar for the next 10 minutes. 888-291-8000. It is an all hands on deck moment. We need, if you're just starting out, you want to start out at a $10 gift. If you're a little farther along with us and you could do a mid-level gift, or if you can do one of those larger gifts, maybe $1,000. Maybe $2,000, maybe even $5,000 in the closing minutes of this hour, you would really help us get much closer to using up the $33,000 of match money that we have. 888-291-8000. I have in the studio with me the president of Catholic Answers, Chris Check, who doesn't have headphones. Joe, I don't know where they went.
So, well, this is a reason people
so
need
don't
to start.
Talk to
people need to send money in because apparently
we're short headphones.
A set of headphones went. Disappearing. It disappeared.
They just walked out, yeah. I guess. I don't know.
My friends, $15,000 in the remaining minutes of the show sounds like a lot of money, but it's not really that much. That's 15 people with $1,000. That's one person with 10, another person with 5. Or it's all of you who are listening right now calling in to pledge, $50 a month or 25 or 10, whatever you can do. If you are already a monthly giver to Catholic Answers Live, and you call in and increase your monthly gift, that amount is going to be matched. So,
thank you, Chris.
Say you're given $25 and you increase it to $35, that $10 increase is going to be matched 12 months out for the full year. Okay, so so if you're already a monthly giver and you say to yourself, well, I'm already giving to Catholic Answers $5 more a month, that will be matched. $50 more a month, whatever you're able to do. I see you're giving away this Bible here, Si.
Yes, the Ignatius Study Bible.
Is it signed by the author?
You know what? His signature is in all of nature, Chris.
Okay, I see.
So yeah. How's that, Joe? That's a pretty good answer, right?
That was really good.
Yes.
I was going to make a biblical autograph. Oh, look at that. Yours was more relatable.
We found headphones, so in a moment, Chris will be able to hear you. Yeah, the Ignatius Study Bible, $60 a month. It's an extraordinary thing. The leather-bound copy, you'll have this for the rest of your life, and you'll be happy you did because it's full of the Word of God and the very best scholarship you can get to help you understand it. 888-291-8000.
Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com to give, or text Catholic to 24365. Oh, I get that.
24365.
You guys are so smart here in the radio department. My friends, when you give to Catholic Answers, you support the good work of Si Kellett, of Joe Heschmeyer, these great minds in front of the screen and behind the mic here. But you also support the superb work of Edgar and John and Zach here and Darren behind the glass and Peg and Molly and Bernie over in customer service and everybody throughout the building who puts this extraordinary show on. Sure, it requires the kind of talent that our apologists have, but there's a whole team of folks here at Catholic Answers who put in a full day, more than a full day. Everybody leaves it on the field every single day here at Catholic Answers. 888-291-8000. So when you're supporting Catholic Answers Live, you're making this whole operation work, and you have a very dedicated team that brings it to fruition.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for coming in and reminding us of all that. And I forgot about the part where if you add to a pledge you have already made, it will get matched dollar for the whole year at the moment you make that pledge. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000.
Joe, 10 lines open, folks. Come on.
That's a lot of lines open. Well, let's fill them up. Let's fill them up right now. Joe Heschmeyer is amazing to me. You are still the newest apologist here. And you yes. have really thrived, and you have helped this apostolate thrive. I hope all of those who love Joe Hashmeyer, and I know that's a big, big community, will call and support this work, and we'll maybe... Can we find another Joe Hashmeyer? Is there one out there,
Joe? I was
going
to say, maybe if we got more money, we could get a better apologist. So I didn't want to throw myself under the bus, but it's not
okay,
too late.
Okay, my friends, there's the challenge. Yes.
Can we get a better apologist?
888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Good. 9 lines open. Very good. 8 lines open. Thank you. Please call. 7 lines open. 888-291-8000. CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
Do not hold back. Whatever the amount, it's going to help. And there are plenty of lines. We've got 17 of our colleagues on the lines right now. You can always go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Every pledge this hour, whether it's monthly or one time, is matched dollar for dollar, 100% up to $33,000. CatholicAnswersRadio.com or call the number. There's still lines open, 888-291-8000. They will keep answering the phones as long as the phones keep ringing, 888-291-8000. Joe Hashmeyer, thank you so much. I really enjoy the hour with you every time.
My pleasure.
Text Catholic to 24365 or call 888-291-8000.